Is 2:07. Beautiful afternoon here in central Wisconsin. Currently at our studios on East Wausau Avenue in Wausau. Plenty of sunshine, fair skies, temperature up to 74 degrees. Yep, no talk of wind chills today. Another beautiful day. It's going to stay that way. We'll have a chance to learn more about the forecast with our meteorologist, Ray Miller, coming up a little bit later on in the program. But first of all, welcome. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Tuesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Coming up on the program in just about, 7 minutes or so, we'll be joined in studio by Fred Teeley. He is a former candidate for the Wausau School Board. I'm going to talk on a couple of different tracks with Fred. Number one, talk about being involved in an election. A lot of folks talk about, hey, I'd like to run for this, I'd like to run for that, but in the end, don't decide to do it. Well, Fred Teeley decided to run for the school board and find out, you know, how tough is it after you lose an election? What did he find out during the course of this election? Maybe will he think about running for a position again in the future? Again, just talk a little bit about running for office, especially local office, because it's not easy. It's not easy to do it, and then especially it's not easy when you don't win. So we're going to talk about that. And also, again, talk about some of the issues that Fred Teeley ran on. Talk about the future, because these questions still are going to be out there for the Wausau School District and the Wausau School Board and the 9 members that will be making the decisions as we continue along the line. So, again, we will talk to Fred Teeley coming up next at 2:15 here on the program. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to hear a conversation that I had earlier today. I go on each and every weekday morning at, not every weekday morning, I should say every week on Tuesday mornings at 7:50 on Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. I do a segment with Pat and going to hear my conversation with Pat from earlier today in the second hour of the program here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Also coming up later, once I'm done here, I will be heading to Marathon for not one, but 2 high school baseball games, one of which will be live online only on bowfallsradio.com and the Sports 2 stream. That'll be our first game, 4:30 for the first pitch as Newman takes on Marathon, a Marrowwood Conference South Division matchup rivalry game. Again, Newman and Marathon, 2 of the schools that we cover on a regular basis here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Again, you can catch that game live online only, bowfallsradio.com and Sports Stream 2. If you go to bowfallsradio.com, you'll see on the top there the programs you can listen to live. If you go below that listing, they'll say Sports Stream 2 and Sports Stream 3. Click on Sports Stream 2, then click on the start, and then you'll be able to tune in for live coverage of Newman and Marathon at 4:30. And then after that, Marathon has a second game. This was, the Newman Marathon game was actually a makeup. It was supposed to be played yesterday, but despite the fact it was a beautiful day, the field was not quite ready because of all the snow that was melting, and they pushed it back one day, and Marathon had already had a game scheduled against Lakeland, so they're going to still play that game. So there's going to be a doubleheader for Marathon against 2 different teams. And the second game tonight between Marathon and Lakeland will be live right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. we expect it to start around 7 o'clock. It depends on the length of the first game between Newman and Marathon, but we will have the second game for Marathon against Lakeland live on the radio, the first game live online. So you got it. Again, just to let you know, during the spring sports season, during the late afternoon games that we have of Wausau West, Newman Catholic, and Marathon High School Sports, we air those on our website, BullFallsRadio.com and Sports Stream 2. And then normally would play them back at 7 o'clock in the evening here on Bull Falls Radio. But tonight, with a live game for Marathon, we will just have the first game on the website and the second game live on the radio. So, again, for you high school sports fans, so Monday through Friday, late afternoon games live on our website. And then weekend games, like we have coming up this weekend, a couple of Marathon softball games on Saturday. Those games will always be live on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 12:30. I'm getting myself confused. I hope I'm not confusing you at all. I'm trying to make it as straightforward as possible, but sometimes it can be a little bit difficult as we try to balance off our programming during the spring months here on Bull Falls Radio. We're going to take a quick timeout. I'm going to try to get my bearings, and we're going to bring in Fred Teeley. We're going to talk to Fred coming up next as we continue on this Tuesday. Again, 74 degrees under plenty of sunshine. I'm glad you could join me. Between now and 4 o'clock, Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXEO and on the Civic Media app. And welcome back. You know it's live radio or live broadcasting when something happens where it just comes out of nowhere. And just a moment ago, just at the end of our commercial break, all of a sudden, the transmitter went down. And fortunately, the transmitter is about 10 feet away from me, so I got up and I reset it. But hopefully the transmitter will stay on, but glad you stuck with us. Chad Holmes with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXEO. And we're very happy to welcome back to the program former candidate for the Wausau School Board, Fred Teeley. Fred, good to see you again.
Well, thank you so much for asking me. It's a lot of fun to do these interviews, and it's good to get all the information out. And you're such a good interviewer that, you know, but you ask the tough questions.
Well,
that's what I'm afraid of today.
I know. And there's some tough questions when the results didn't go the way you wanted to. And I said this to you before you came in, I want to kind of go on a couple of different tracks here today in terms of talking a little bit about running for office, because I think a lot of folks out there, it crosses their mind that maybe I want to get involved. Maybe I want to be a part of a town board or a city council or a school board. And ultimately, they say, nah, I'm not going to do that. It could be too hard. It'll be a situation where I'm putting myself really out there. It's sort of like being out there on that plank. And if you slip, all of a sudden you're down in the water trying to get back to the surface.
Exactly.
I guess the first question I'll put out to you, Fred, is any regrets?
Are you absolutely? Oh, I don't have any regrets about running. Absolutely not, because I'm one person, like a lot of us, who make complaints or, you know, things aren't going well like we'd like to see them on local, state, or national. You just sit around and say what should be done and so forth, but we never take the next step. And this time, I was so passionate about what's going on that I wanted to run, and I felt like I had to do something. not just sit around and complain about it. So that's why I run. That's why I did run. But it's true. You do put yourself out there. You're open to criticism. And I can take that at this particular part of my life. That's okay. But a lot of people can't. Mm-hmm. And I know that last year there was a candidate who ran around. She started like very early, like 5 months, and she actually got death threats, hate mail. I don't understand that. And terrible names that were called out to her. It was horrible. And so that would keep people from running. Now, I didn't experience anything like that. Honest to God, all I got was positive vibes.
And within a community, when you hear stories like that, that's not, I mean, because, again, it's all about, we have a certain system of government. It's about citizens running and representing other citizens within these boards, whether it's a school board, city council, county board, whatever it may be. What have you learned about running that you didn't know beforehand?
Oh, man, so much. One thing is the amount of money that it takes. I didn't think it would take that much money at all. And, of course, some people didn't spend any money. Lance didn't spend any money on this campaign whatsoever. And the other side, they were financed by the Republican Party. They paid for the signs and the other expenses that were going on. Now, I ended up having about a $6,800 budget. And I guess if I had known it was going to be that much, I don't know if I would have. I mean, that's a lot of money to raise. But the people, the community, they came out. I mean, the people gave 100, 200, as much as 500. I guess there was one that gave 1,000. Mm. But a lot of 25 and 50, too. So people in the community really felt strongly about this race.
You mentioned the party money that gets involved in these races now, and it seems like this has been a rather new phenomenon in the last few cycles. Obviously, money helps run candidates in terms of trying to get a message out, but at the same time, it feels like it's also bringing a lot of bad feeling, a lot of negativity, and it also, it seems like, and again, maybe just from my outside point of view, it's seeping into the post campaign aspect, where there's supposed to be a time where you're running for office, and then there's supposed to be a time that you're doing the job, and it feels like a lot of the bitterness from races that have been added, the bitterness that's being added because of, I think, some of the funding and some of the ways that the campaigns are run is seeping in to make it more difficult to make the decisions that anybody that is on a board has to make. Is that the sense that you get as well?
Well, yeah, and I just want to say that you need to spend the money. You have to get your name out there. And that's what we did. We had billboard expenses, pamphlet expenses, radio expenses, just other things. But the other thing you have to do that I kind of knew before, but is have a lot of meet and greets where you actually meet people, you speak around the community, and I think that's been going on for a while, but that doesn't happen with all the candidates, so. And then they still win, so. I don't know.
Again, we're talking to Fred Thiele, former candidate for the Wausau School Board here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. You said it. I mean, it's something I said to you before when you came in. When you have a presidential race or a Senate race or a House race, there's this polling that's always done. Mm-hmm. And you kind of, I think there's a feeling of where you stand. And where did you feel like, it's only been a week since the election, before last Tuesday, where did you think you thought, how confident were you going into Tuesday?
I was very confident, not at the beginning, very confident. I do know a lot of people in this town and belonging to other organizations, and we did go out and speak a number of times, and we got all this positive feedback. We're so happy you're running. We're so happy you're running. Because we need to have a change in the board. So it was a shock. We had a victory party. We call it the victory party. And we're having a great time and so forth. And then we thought that the returns would come in slowly. So we have a little bit of tempering it a little bit. And bang, they came in like 8:30 or something like that. And then, oh my goodness. what are we going to celebrate now? But we still carried on and had a good time anyway. But I want to tell you this, that it is a disappointment personally, not a big disappointment, but it's a disappointment. But what I really feel disappointed with is for the kids and the parents and the community. And I don't mean to sound sour grapes. In fact, I've talked to my friends about, I told them I was going to be interviewed, and they said, stay positive. Well, yeah, it's good to stay positive, but it's you need to express your views on why it was disappointing. And I, for example, I noticed we got a sheet of paper that shows us which votes came from which district. And the one district that I was really low on was Rib Mountain. And I thought of any district that would be, I would think that would be higher because they're the district that's going to be hit most by this mega restructuring. Those fifth graders no longer will be going to the Rib Mountain school. There's two Rib Mountain schools. One of them's going to be shut down. And so they're, normally then they would just go to the fifth, they would go to South Mountain. No, they are going to be bussed from Rib Mountain all the way to John Muir. Well, that's a little bit of a distance. Of course, it isn't just going from point A to point B. They have to stop and pick everybody up. Also, the Rib Mountain district is affected quite a bit because all the eighth and ninth graders, whether they're from Rib Mountain or wherever, they will be bused all the way to East High School, which is going to be at least an hour, if not more. And they'll be dropped off at a center spot station, and they'll have to wait for another bus to pick them up. That's the plan. Now, here I am sounding sour grapes. But I'm just trying to explain that. Mm-hmm. That's why I was kind of surprised that they voted more for the other candidate, who's, you know, more in favor of this whole thing. Go ahead.
I think in the next segment, I want to ask you again about some of these issues that do seem like, you know, you can't help but bring them out to the surface. A couple more questions before our break about being a candidate again, because I think it's good for folks to, I think, get a sense of what being a candidate means when you do throw your hat into the ring. I guess number one, you said it. It doesn't sound like I've had people that, and I've read about it where, boy, you lose an election, it's almost like, you know, I don't want to say dying, but almost, you know, there's a grieving process. Is there a grieving process, or have you been able to move forward
maybe
rather quickly?
For the first day or something, but no, it wasn't much of a grieving process. And one of the things that made a difference is so many people, even today, had a couple of people have come up to me and said, Fred, we're so happy we ran. I give you a lot of credit for running. It's a lot of work, da 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 da. And, you know, please run again. We need somebody like you to be on the board. So those kinds of comments, there were many of them. Honest to God, there were many people. I don't know if they felt sympathy or sorry for me or they thought I needed a pickup or something. But so that, you know. That makes you feel good. You made a contribution, and people felt that contribution.
You said that there have been people that said, you know, they want you to run again. Whether or not it's school board or something else, would you consider wanting to go through this again? Because as you said, it's not easy. It's a time-consuming process. You talked about, I can imagine that it's difficult to try and raise the money. It's difficult to put yourself out there where you can get knocked down a little bit and have folks, you know, say things that maybe you don't want to hear. Would you want to go through this process again?
Well, to begin with, it's an honor to even be running. It's an honor that people thought, hey, you can do it. Let's get in back of you. And so that is great. But it is a tough decision, and I think Jillian and I feel that the work isn't done, that there's definitely could consider going at it again next year. There'll be another three openings, so it's very possible. And a lot of school board candidates don't make it on their first run. I think it was Kreischer who lost the first round, and he gained the second time. So, I don't know. If you're passionate about something, you want to keep working. Mm-hmm. You just want to let it go.
We're going to take a quick... quick break here and then come back and talk about some of these issues. Where you think that's what you found out about some of these issues? Because again, I think that you talked about some issues, and obviously, you know, people voted differently. I want to find out if you what your thinking is, maybe what you've learned about the thinking of some of the folks in the community, and where you think the district is going to be going here in the next number of months and into the next year as some of these questions continue to be talked about and processed in Central Wisconsin. So again, we will come back, talk some more with Fred Teeley again, who was on the ballot last week for the Wausau School Board, and we'll come back with more. We have a news update coming up with CBS and a civic media news update as well, and then back with Fred Teeley next. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO.
You can be me. And I'll drink all the time. 'Cause we're lovers. That is the fact. Yes, we're lovers. That is the fact.
And welcome back. I'm Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Again, it was I'm talking to Fred Teeley, who was on the ballot last week for the Wausau School Board. I'm going to ask you this. It feels like it's been longer than a week since Election Day. Does that feel the same way? Because I swear, I was thinking when I was thinking about what I was going to talk to you about, yeah. I think it was 2 weeks ago, but it's only been a week. It feels like it's been longer, doesn't it?
Same here. But, of course, there's a lot that's happened in the week. You know, the Easter, the shootings took place, what was the major thing that happened nationally? Well, the Trump situation.
Oh, yeah, the indictment.
So it was... Every day there was something, so I think that makes it seem as though we're longer.
Let's delve into some issues, but I wanted to, before we talk specifically, you were around talking about certain issues over the course of your campaign, mm-hmm. and you know, listening, I'm sure, to folks who you came into contact with. What did you learn about where the people are? I mean, in these discussions, because again, you went in confident that you're going to get the votes in order to serve mm-hmm. on the board. In the end, did not. You and Jillian came up short. What have you learned about, number one, your discussions, and number two, the results last Tuesday? Have you been able to process maybe what the voters are telling you at this point?
Wow, that's a tough question. Where do I start? Well, one thing about it is neither Jillian nor I are native Wausaunians. We're from other cities, and she's from another state. And the people who won were born and bred and went to school and have that to their favor. That's one thing that happened. Another thing is we probably were viewed as Democrats. And politics has nothing to do with this. Nothing at all. But they've been making, I think you said earlier in the show, that politicizing even local races for some reason. And I think that happened because Wausau has turned into a very conservative place for politics. And it wasn't like that when I moved here. It was more, much more progressive. And that's, you know, the one of the positive things I just want to say real quick is about the election is that Janet did win. And maybe we'll get rid of this gerrymandering, which could change a whole focus of the state. We want to get back to mm-hmm. a progressive state, like we always had a tradition in. And then, what was the other part of your question?
And also, within the issues, do you think beyond parties and personality and being native, do you think we learned anything about where the community stands on these major issues?
Honest to God, I sometimes don't think the issues made any difference at all. And I know I was told that to win in this in these board elections, you have to have name recognitions. The issues don't count. And I don't think the issues, as it turns out, I don't think it mattered. We had strong issues. I was more against the megastructure or consolidation than Jillian was. So it was real clear how I stood. My mistake is that it didn't hone in more. I should have come down really strongly that I am against this consolidation because of this, and this. And one other thing I got to tell you is when Hiltz first came here, which I think was about 4 or 5 years ago, I had friends who were on the school board, and they said, Fred, you're not going to believe it. His main aim in coming here is to have one high school. And what happened is that they arranged for me to have a one-hour conversation at the coffee house downtown to talk to them about it. That was within the first month. And I brought with me a list of 10 different reasons why we should maintain East High School. And I thought, hey, this Hiltz is pretty good. He's listening to when he first comes in. So he had this planned all the time. And for whatever reasons, maybe it's to make a good name out of himself. I don't know, but that was his plan. And
well, let me ask
I think
you,
it's a bad plan.
Let me. I'm gonna start asking a couple of tough questions. I know you said a couple.
Yeah.
Again, when you mentioned that, I think the first time we talked. But beyond that, there are numbers. There are actually budget numbers and enrollment numbers. What are your thoughts on that? Do you feel like, and along the same line, again, maybe another tough question here because it kind of jumped out to me the first time we talked. You brought up what I consider maybe one of the third rails here in this community. And you mentioned about the borders, changing the borders for the high schools. And, of course, that led to a lot of strife and some recalls, and it felt like a third rail issue. Do you feel like that was a mistake and that hurt you in the campaign?
Not at all, because I don't think the message got across that all the borders are being changed now. Elementary, middle school, high school, they're all being changed. What I had proposed is to have one border change, and that's between east and west. And that's one other thing I want to bring up here, is just a few days ago I looked up on the internet the Wisconsin state of Wisconsin enrollment stats. And yes, it is true. Wausau East has 933 students and has gone down 6 or 7% in the last 5 years. Very true. That's what they said. Okay. West High School went up about 7 or 8%. So that kind of would even that kind of thing out. And this is happening other places. Eau Claire, I'm from the Eau Claire area, and I looked up Eau Claire Memorial, my alma mater. They went down 7%. They're not talking about merging. Mm-hmm. And Eau Claire North went way up, 10% or something like that. So some of these stats got thrown all over the place, and I think they may have been inaccurate. So the idea is to have one border change so that these kids aren't going to be bussed all over the place in long bus rides.
Let me ask you again about those numbers budgetary-wise. Obviously, you've been following in very closely in recent years. We've heard a lot about the budget numbers, how this is going to help budgetary, the situation for the district. What's your take on that?
Well, this is another thing people don't realize, is that the state has cut the funds. Expenses go up. The state is cutting the funds. So, of course, we're going to have budget shortfalls. Voucher system, and I think I brought that up the last time, $2 million per year from the Wausau School District is going to private schools in the Wausau area. Well, it's no wonder we're having budget problems. To rectify that, on a positive note, is to get after these Republican legislatures that we have locally, to get them to do something about it. You know, you probably know about what happened in Athens and Adams Friendship. Mm-hmm. Athens is a very small school system, but they had cut their mill rate so low, their taxes so low for the school, that they ran out of money, and they had to have a referendum. If they didn't pass this referendum, the school would close. Yep. Now, the people may not have realized that those buildings won't be used again, but they'll be shipped off to Medford and to Merrill, and then the people in Athens are going to pay Medford and Merrill taxes, which are going to be much higher than what Athens taxes used to be. Well, somehow that message got across because they did vote yes, mm-hmm. and so the school will stay open.
To push a little bit further here, 100% true that the state legislature and the, I would call it the walkerization of, yeah, of our, you know, schools in the last 10 to 15 years has led to incredible numbers of referendums and so many school districts looking basically, yeah, you know, to ask their own taxpayers to try and to cover the shortfall. Going back to the plan and what you know of the plan, because one of the ideas is because of the fact that we can't really wait for all this to change, even though there is some optimism that after the governor was reelected that we're going to see in this next budget a more fair distribution of funds to, mm-hmm, to municipalities, which include the school districts. When you look at the budget numbers based on what they are talking about in terms of the consolidation compared to either not going with this plan or not doing anything at all, is there major numbers that do work better after this consolidation for the school district in order to do what they want to do in terms of the education of the kids?
Well, to begin with, the budget is, I mean, is there's no surplus. I mean, they're at the bottom right now. They've got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's going to be raising taxes or follow through with this consolidation, but they've been nebulous about the how much money they're going to save in this. I mean, they are going to keep three of the buildings open, and it's just going to be housed for Montessori, mm-hmm, and environmental school and I don't remember. Oh, daycare center was the other. Well, so the, you know, isn't that going to cost a little bit of money? I mean, I think we should have a Montessori school. We should have, you know, mm-hmm, and so forth. And of course, then the other factor is the busing. And I'd like to know how the heck they are going to have
her,
enough.
Keep her nice and clean.
Well, it could have been worse.
I know. No, I could see those gears turning a little bit there.
I know. But, yeah, the busing situation is going to cost a lot of money, and if you can find the bus drivers and so forth. And I don't know. Like I said, I'm starting to sound sour grapes, and I don't mean to, but I'm disappointed because the kids are going to be hurt and the parents are going to be hurt. It comes right down to that in many ways.
I mean, you can definitely feel the passion within that. Yeah. Again, it's really at times trying to, you know, bore down to where we are, where we need to be. And I know that you spend a lot of time trying to figure that out. Where we are right now, what are the areas, okay, looking forward? Because obviously, you know, you run for a position, then you want to be part of decisions to lead to the future. Mm-hmm. What are the most important issues right now that beyond, again, the whole consolidation, beyond it in terms of giving the best education, making the Wausau School District, number one, a place that families want to come and take their children to be educated, number two, to have teachers come and want to be part of the staff, number three, just to make, again, the Wausau School District a place where you're going to be a great foundation for the rest of the lives for everybody involved.
Right off the top, this was a shock when I looked up about the school districts from the state about the enrollment. They also had test scores on various districts. Wausau East and Wausau West are below the 50%, the percentile of the districts in the state. Below 50%. I happened to look in Eau Claire again. North and Memorial are in the upper 50%, and North was particularly high. So now what does that mean? Maybe there's not enough money being spent on teacher aides, the classes may be too big, but that has to be addressed.
Again, devil's advocate. I've been watching some of these meetings, talking about the whole, you know, ideas behind consolidation, and one of the things they do say is that this is going to lead to, you know, better opportunities, better outcomes for the students as well. Why do you think that?
Where does that come from, though? Where does that actually come from? I know they talked about they won't have to have special teachers going to three or four different schools and so forth. Well, yeah, I mean, that may be true, but that could be rectified by hiring another special ed teacher or reading specialist or whatever the specialty happens to be. There's other ways of handling it, and I don't think they've given people enough time to think about what are some other solutions to this. But I do know that the reading scores, the math scores have to be addressed in some way. And I don't think packing a lot of kids into one school or larger elementary schools is the answer.
We got to take another quick break. We'll come back with our last few minutes of this hour with Fred Thiele, again, former candidate for the Wausau School Board, talking about the issues and trying to look to the future. Again, as we continue, it's been a lot of talk, and obviously with an election, after the election ends, now it's time to focus on the future. And we'll talk to Fred about, again, what to expect in the weeks and months ahead as we continue. Again, I'm Chad Holmes. The time is coming up on 2:48. It is a beautiful day here in central Wisconsin. More to come on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. Welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Talking to Fred Thiele, former candidate for the Wausau School Board. Let's talk about what we were talking about off the air, because we actually disagreed on this. And I'm curious about, I said, I'm not a huge fan of a non-binding referendum in April, and the board voted 5-4 against it, but it can obviously come back. I mean, it can change. That vote can change. The idea of being, again, in basically an election cycle constantly, I think, does not allow things to get done. Tell me why I'm wrong in that a non-binding referendum would be a good thing for the community.
It would be a wonderful thing, because this change that will take place now, apparently, unless things get fixed, is major. It's going to change this community for the next several decades, and I think the people should have a say. Now, yeah, they voted for people who want this restructuring. But, you know, they may have voted for these people for other reasons, but not just because of that. I just think an issue like this, we need to have a say in it, because we will own it then. Otherwise, it's these people. Now, I've heard, particularly from, I think it was Karen Vanderborg, she said they elected us, and they're trusting us to make the right decisions, and we don't need their input anymore. And I think that's wrong. This is not a good
old boys' club. To be fair, I saw that, and she did not say that she did not need the input. You kind of added that a little bit on there. I think to be fair to Ms. Vandenberg,
those weren't the exact words.
Well, she did talk about being a representative and voted to make these decisions,
right,
and the fact that not everybody is able to get all the information that they have as well.
Right. That struck a sour note for a lot of people in this community. Mm-hmm. You know, the board, even though they've been elected, they still should listen to what the people have to say. Just like the state senator or the U.S. senator, Tiffany has so-called listening sessions, which really aren't listening sessions, but the school board needs to do that too.
What are your plans in terms of trying to have your voice and the voice of others that agree with that? As I said, this could change. I mean, if they decide that they get the pressure from folks who want that opportunity to change their mind, do you have an idea in terms of how you would try to be involved in this process moving forward?
Well, we're definitely going to go to the meetings still and keep tabs on what they're planning to do and write letters to the editor and maybe come on your show to explain where the direction of the board is going. Not just let it go. Can't just let it go. Because honestly, I think when people find out what their child is going to have to go through, they're going to be very concerned. And they're going to look for people who might be able to change this. I don't see it as a dead horse yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a while to go into this. Actually, it's a 4-year process. So a lot could change. But I just think it's monumental. Okay, let's start small. Let's start with one or two elementary schools. And let's just bring the whole thing together. So maybe things will, if they're, and I think they might be doing that way. I mean, that's how they seem to be going. But let me tell you this, too. One of the schools that's on the auction block is Hewitt, Texas, very small school. I had a man come up to me about 3 or 4 parents have come up to me about that. And one of them said they looked at the test scores of Hewitt, Texas, compared to other elementary schools in Wausau. That was the highest scores in this Hewitt, Texas. So they're closing a school that has the highest scores. But it's, of course, the smallest school.
You talked about the things you want to try and do, and you just went through a campaign. When did you start the campaign? How long were you running for this
position? Not long enough. I think you had to submit papers by the end of December, so that got in, and then we started in January. We've been meeting every Sunday night and figuring out how to win.
And to piggyback off that, you talked about some of the ideas. Do you just feel like this is a case where folks need more information over a longer piece of time in order to maybe get the full viewpoint
here? It hasn't sunk in. And I'll tell you, one of the reasons it hasn't, we may have talked about this last time too, that the newspapers are so lacking in information. And so people don't know. First of all, people don't seem to read the paper, period. And the news, the TV news doesn't really cover anything locally that much. And Pilot has information, but, you know, it's not like it used to be.
No, it's not used to be, yeah.
And let's read about this. Mm-hmm. In fact, we made the comment just today that it used to be, not that this is something you look at, but it used to be that in the paper they would tell who got a speeding ticket and who got a drunk and all that's all gone. So
they used to have Little League scores in there.
No, sports.
I know. You used to have local stories on, from one day have an East kid, another day a West kid, another day an Everest kid, you know. You don't see that anymore.
I really miss the local sports. You can't find out who won the next day, and you never find out.
Exactly. Unless
you
may.
But I noticed that this is a little off the subject, but that you are starting the baseball with Newman and West. What about East?
Well, we've always done these schools because, I mean, the station that covered East decided not to do it again. And I mean, obviously I'll be doing East West, but we have our schools and we can't really do more. I mean, it's like we always had a split. The station across town did Everest and East, and we did West, Newman, and Marathon.
Okay.
And they decided to stop doing it. So it's not as that we don't dislike East. It's just that it's hard enough to do 3 schools and then to try to do 5 schools, and this makes it more difficult.
For sure.
Yeah. And we're very proud that we are the only radio station that still does high school sports in Wausau. In Wausau. The only Wausau radio station that covers play-by-play Wausau sports. The other station dropped it after many, many years.
Yeah, that's unfortunate because that hits the kids too.
Oh, absolutely.
Newspaper.
No, I like East too. But I've just done, we've done West for such a long time. It's just the way it's been.
Sure.
Fred, we're out of time, but we're going to definitely get you back on as we continue. Because you said, I mean, it's not just about elections. It's about, you know, the issues and trying to, you know, get the information out there. So, thank you for coming on.
I can't thank you enough for having me. It's a blast. I really enjoy it.
Got to take a break. CBS News is next here on WX.